Hello, I'm here at a McDonald's drive-thru with Steve, who witnessed something legendary. What happened?
I was just driving when I saw a guy eating a crispy-coated chicken breast fillet with delicate peppery notes in a bakehouse roll.
And then?
I hurried over to this drive-thru and I've been trying to decide which sauce to have.
Smoky barbecue, surely.
With your choice of cool mayo, hot and spicy mayo or barbecue sauce, experience the Chicken Legend range at McDonald's. Serve from 10:30 a.m, subject to availability, participating restaurants only.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Anna, God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Savannah, it's my birthday month, Cookcroft, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie. Ronnie Karam, it's my name. You can find me also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. And here I am with my gorgeous co-host and little bestie, Mr. Ben Mandelker. How are you doing,
hey,
Ben?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Probably a little loopy because this is a nighttime podcast and we recorded earlier today. So, you know, good luck with what you guys get, suckas.
Yeah, well, you know, our Below Deck recaps are always a little loopy because the action is so quick and it cuts around so much that we often get lost in our notes and we wind up getting, you know, just going crazy over these random details. So Below Deck is also just generally crazy. It's nighttime, so we're added crazy. And I'm starving, even though I just had a bowl of Special K. So I know, I think on my end, I will be a little unhinged.
All right, well, good. I had a Victory Garden sandwich and some Teamy.
What's a Victory Garden? Is that, did it win a competition? Like, with the Dowager Countess?
Yeah, it's a very fancy sandwich. It's vegetables, okay? It's a vegetable sandwich. I had vegetable sandwich. I'm extremely happy today, okay?
Well, that's exciting. You know, you may hear me, you may hear a little tapping in the background here, because as we talk, I'm also posting our bonus episode from this week, because I forgot to do it a few hours ago. And our bonus episode on Patreon is us ranting about generic network television, which was actually so fun to talk about. And then we also praised Celia Ward to no end. So if that is interesting to you, go to patreon.com and do that. And of the people, we have tickets going on sale on Friday for the Golden Crappies, which is our annual award show. We did it last year for the first time in front of a live audience, and it was amazing. And now we've bumped ourselves up to a bigger room at the Hollywood Improv. It's going to be a Saturday night. The main room at the Improv, it's kind of a big deal. Tickets for that go on sale on Friday at 9 a.m. We are anticipating they'll sell out because it's about 150 tickets. So be sure to get yours by going to watchwhatcrappens.com. And, of course, next week on Thursday, there are still a few tickets left for our Dallas recap at the Gramercy Theater. It's going to be amazing. My parents will be there. So, I mean, if for nothing else, just to see my parents, right?
Yeah, just pay homage and say thank you. Thank you for what you've given the world.
Exactly. You kiss the ring, etc. No, but for real, guys, it's going to be a great show. New York, the vibe at our New York shows is always just perfection. So I really encourage you to come. Don't worry about coming solo. You will make friends. It's going to be amazing times. And then, of course, next month we're in Seattle, which is where I came out the closet. So there, everyone, little Ben history up there. It's also where I invented Amazon and Xbox. Ha! Huh, just kidding. Mm-hmm. And then in December is Nashville, which is going to be super exciting because we're going to write a country song, I've just decided. So
Yeah, hell yeah. So everybody get over there. We're going to have some great times. But now is the beginning of season 6 of Below Deck Tahiti.
Yes, Below Deck is back. Classic Below Deck. And I'm very excited because this season they decided that they were going to sort of do away with having total amateur like hacks on board. You know, we saw it last season on Below Deck Med. We saw the season and we saw it on the previous Below Deck season. And that was really fun. But I think I'm happy that the producers decided they want to mine more drama from less from like incompetence and more from personalities, which I think is really good.
Yeah, go figure. They got people like who are kind of trained, at least so far. That's how it seems.
Yeah, exactly.
But they've pleased both Captain Lee and Kate for one episode, which I think is a record.
That is really impressive. I'll tell you who they haven't pleased. Me, only on a very specific note. This yacht, I don't like the way it looks. Do you like the way it looks? It's like very brown. It's like very brown. And I know that when Kate walks in, she's like, huh, understated elegance, just like me. Huh. It's like, I respect that. But I just feel like watching it on TV, it's like, oh, it's so brown.
Actually, she said strained opulence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's like strained opulence, like me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The understated elegance is clearly a reference to just like the throw blanket I was towering under.
I just love the self-description of strained opulence. and I love brown. Now, brown is my favorite color. And whenever I get asked my favorite color and I say brown, people look at me like I'm just, you know, a piece of poop. But I love brown. It goes with everything. I love fall. Hello, fall. Hi. Welcome. Welcome back into my life, fall. But yeah, this is a little, it looked nice. But then as I got into this, there's a lot of like
cramped
seashell shaped bed frame, bed,
weird
curves.
It felt like pseudo Hitchcockian. And the thing is this, I'm not opposed to brown. In fact, where I'm at right now, this room, the theme is a little bit brown and green. But I just felt like, I think that maybe it's like cramped brown is aggressive. And it's hard.
Aggressive brown.
It's an aggressive cramped brown. I think if there's more space, it'd be fine. But you feel, it feels cramped. It feels narrow. And like, I'm someone who actually loves wood paneling. Like people always turn their nose up on it. There's a whole Seinfeld episode where Kramer got wood paneling. And then the joke was that he got wood paneling. Like, who would want that? I love wood paneling secretly. This was aggressive brown for me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, owners of My Sienna. Also that name, My Sienna.
Yeah. I don't like that name either. Yeah. So, you know, you're a lose. Never mind. This season sucks. Hate the boat.
And it can only go up from here. That's the good news.
So it opens with Tahiti flamethrowers, water, more flamethrowers. Now, I don't know if Tahiti is just unaccustomed to natural disasters, but coming from Los Angeles, watching people twirl fire around, it just seems like a bad idea.
Feels scary. Yeah, it's forest fire season over here, and we don't do that unless we're idiots, which a lot of us are. So yes,
yes. So they're flamethrowers and more flamethrowers, and then we get quick little bits of each of the people from the season.
Yeah.
It starts with Kate, of course, who I have to say, you know, one of the things we used to say about Kate the most on this show was do something with your hair. Like, there was always like some ratty Kate hair thing going on in the beginning. I'm proud to say, Kate's hair just looks huge and gorgeous. I don't know what those clips are, where you get them from, but I love your big hair, your bigger hair.
Tropical air. It does something special. It makes you sun-kissed. You get a glisten, and your hair just falls into place. You know, when I went to Hawaii, it was like, where did this come from? Like, everything's, like, just perfect. It's nice. Yeah, Kate tells us immediately, she goes, every season on board, I'm hoping for the best, but, you know, God always gets the last laugh.
And doesn't he though?
Always.
Then Lee's like, I'm not a big fan of babysitting. To me, excuses are really silly ass reasons to fuck up. I don't take fuck ups. All right.
Yeah, now I'll take my $20 for watching your baby and I will bid you adieu. He's like literally babysitting. I don't know why I signed up for care.com in the first place.
I'll babysit, but I won't like it. Captain Lee babysitting. I said go to bed or you're going to get a goddamn plane ticket home. Wow, you are home. Shit. Now what do I do?
Shit, what a predicament. Oh, God.
You're going to get a plane ticket to Tahiti, baby. Ah, damn it. I just gave that baby a free trip.
All right. How about this? We're going to give your Nintendo Wii a plane ticket to another place that's not this living room. Gotcha.
Hey, less Nintendo wah and more Nintendo Wii. Wait a second. I just got him to play more goddamn Nintendo.
He's just confounded by it. No wonder why he hates babysitting. It confounds him terribly.
He can only work on a boat.
Yeah. So then we meet Chandler, the bosun.
Did you mean to hose down that shammy sham?
Could you be any more of an authority on this boat?
I cannot tell if Chandler's a dick or not. And I have to credit pop psychology for teaching everybody how to be a sociopath. Yeah. Because I've never had a more difficult time judging a cast. Usually I can tell right away. I mean, obviously, the two girls are crazy.
Yeah, the girls are crazy right off the bat.
Yeah, the girls are both nutcases right off the bat. And then it looks like Ross is going to be nuts. But I don't know if his name is Ross, because that conflicts me, because obviously that's my favorite store, you know. And his last name is even Dressed for Less, which is, like, so lucky for me. But it's also Ross from Friends, which is, like, a giant ew. You know,
like, also, like, are we supposed to just gloss over the fact that there's a Chandler and a Ross on this boat? Like, please tell me someone gets fired and we get a Joey. Please.
Yeah, like, we need a Joey. Really,
I don't even really like Friends that much, but this just feels like too important to overlook, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot. So let's see. Chandler is like, my dad being a yacht captain. You don't have to, and then, you know, he talks about how he comes from a long line of boatmen.
Yeah, congrats. And then we have Caroline.
So no one was ever home. In other words, your mother raised you, is what you're saying. You're an only child, and your mother raised you.
Yeah, exactly. We then meet Caroline, who I'm pretty sure is Kimmy Schmidt. She looks exactly like what's her face. She's like, "Adiolio, how's it going?" And we're seeing like bits of them from like across the season. And she goes up to Josiah. She's like, "Do you like boys or girls or both?" You know, so I'm like, "Oh my god."
Yeah, she definitely looks insane. She's one of those girls who's really nice, and you know, anybody who's like, "Hi, how are you? I'm Caroline. What's your hobby?" Those people are always nuts, male or female. They're always fucking crazy, okay? We live in a whole town of those people.
Yeah, we certainly do. I just want the Kimmy Schmidt theme song to come on every time she enters the room, because that is such a damn catchy theme song. I don't even know the lyrics. It's like, incredible. It's a miracle. That's just what I want to hear. So we basically have three.
She says
characters.
Things from bumper stickers. She's like, yeah, I like being weird. Yeah, sniffing my armpits. Yeah, I like it weird. I like to keep it weird. I'm like, okay, Austin, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So then we meet the chef, Adrian, who he likes to meditate and do yoga. And he's like,
another serial killer.
Yeah. And his hair, he sort of has surfer hair, but when he does it nice for the interviews, it just looks like a mullet.
I'm convinced that he's five. I'm convinced that he's 5 years old, and he's just some kind of prodigy from, like, Fox. You know, like the kids' Master Chef or whatever.
Yeah, he could be.
He looks like he's wearing makeup to be a guy, you know, like an adult man. I feel like he's a kid. He's like someone from Jolie's musical theater class pretending to be an adult male.
I feel like he is what Steve Buscemi's parents were hoping Steve Buscemi would like mature into and then never did.
He looks like a very cute version, and this sounds like I'm being mean, but I'm not, because I think he's really cute. But he's like a very cute troll doll, like one of the little ones your pencils.
I was just going to say that, Ronnie, except like, but like it's a troll doll, but you decided to groom it.
Right. Like one of those other ones, the cute troll doll, like the Pukachus or Pukadidis.
There is something about him that like very it like specifically feels like an eraser, you know, like something very sort of like rectangular.
Yes, he has a very, very eraser like forehead.
Yes, it is full on eraser. He sort of also looks like those guys in Super Mario. They're like big squares, and it's in the 3D Marios, and they walk around, and when they see you, they flop forward. And then they sit up again. They're from Nintendo 64. He's like that, but like a pleasant looking one.
that can erase people. Okay, so then we've got my personal favorite of the season. Thank you for the bitchy gay person, everybody. And I'm convinced that this guy is basically just Luke, Caroline Stanberry's assistant from Ladies of London. For those of you who didn't watch that, shame on you. Go catch up immediately, even though it's canceled. So you've got plenty of time. He talks like this. He's very slow talking, and he's very up his own ass, which I really love. I think he's going to be a great addition. And when Kate meets a bitchy queen and she's like, we're best friends immediately, the red scrunchies are on, bitch. They're going to torture this poor Caroline girl to death.
Yeah, this is bad news for Caroline, because we basically have a British butler, a gay British butler on the boat. And he has a very dry sense of humor, and he just sort of has casual disdain in his eyes at all time.
Yes.
And like, he and Kate are a match made in heaven. Like, I'm so happy for their friendship already. And we know that they're going to have a huge fight at some point in the season, just because that's how these friendships go. And then it'll be resolved. And no matter what, Caroline will be on the outside.
Yeah, Caroline will try and get her in, like, while they're fighting, you know. But then, and she'll be like, Caroline, I wanted to say thank you so much for being with me, and I know I haven't always treated you. Oh, we're friends again. Fuck off, Caroline. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, Caroline she'll be an ally when it's necessary, but basically she'll be just shrapnel in whatever happens.
Yes.
And on top of that, Josiah is going to be he'll be very assertive in making sure that Caroline stays number three. He's already started to do it in this episode.
Yeah. I'm a perfectionist in everything I do. I'm having a bad hair day. In other words, a bad day. It's like, okay, you're in.
I also want to point out that in a very Friends twist, there is a guy across the street who is like fully naked sitting on his bed. A big old guy.
Oh,
I've talked about him before, and I actually got in trouble because someone was like, you're fat shaming your neighbor. I'm just describing him.
You know what? If you don't want to be fat shamed, close your window like the rest of us. I have a fucking film on my window that is glued onto the window, so I can't accidentally get myself fat shamed. Okay.
You know what? He's actually in shorts. So you know what? It's not quite as Friends-like, but it is Friends-esque in that I'm like looking across like, oh, there's that guy.
So let's
Speaking
see.
Speaking of Friends, we now have Ross. He's a deckhand from New Zealand. It's right. He's just here to get some cash before he goes back to his family. That's what he's doing. And he's also a former bosun on like a 190-meter yacht. And this is like a downgrade for him, but he's going to do it anyway. And I was like, uh-oh, we've seen this storyline before.
Yeah, and he's troubling because he rhymes things. I don't like that. He's like, I found a passion, and it won't stop till I get to the top. Pringles pop.
He also throws in a lot of, like, Kiwi slang that he'll be saying things like, well, I've been doing this a lot because my cousins and I got my lady going on and my roux and my potato flack.
Chuck like, it on the tartar. It's like, what?
need to get that deciphered.
And then we get Riley, who's the deckhand, and she's like,
Riley.
And she's like, I'm not the girl next door. I was like, no kidding, you're not. You're terrifying, okay? You're already scaring the hell out of me. She's got a lot of energy and a Real Housewives of Orange County cut tee. You know, like a cotton t-shirt that's off the shoulders with cut marks down the arms.
Exactly. And she's a trucker's daughter. And then
burp and I have a temper. And then they show a clip of her like, do not talk to me like that. Do not talk to me. I'm like, oh, no.
Makes me excited. Like a spitfire on the deck crew.
Literal spit.
Spitting fire.
Yeah.
And then we meet Ashton, who honestly, maybe it's because it's some PTSD shit, but he's from South Africa and he's like buff and he's blonde. And so immediately I was getting some Joao vibes from him. But, like, he turned out to be, like, not so Joao-ish, but I'm still, you know, I'm on guard.
Well, I think, you know, I like guys like this. I don't think he's really, you know, all that cute. I mean, he does work out a lot. I mean, he's nice and everything. My point is, I like guys like this because he's trained in the ultimate kind of service. He's a stripper. So that is, like, fine dining service right there. You know? And he's a deckhand. So he's going to be nice. He'll at least know how to fake it because, girl, we've been to some of these strip clubs where the girls come out, and you guys are nasty, nasty beasts. Okay?
Yeah.
You can say what you want about gay men. Women are beasts at strip clubs. Yeah. I've never. It's like you guys are in The Walking Dead, ripping apart the only child left in town. You guys are horrible, horrible monsters at strip clubs. And look, Ashton has learned how to smile through it. So I think I'm going to guess that he'll be able to take a lot.
That's great training. And then we see this whole big montage of pretty much everything falling over and breaking on this boat. It's like crash, crash, crash. And then people falling over, people getting swallowed up by the sea. Like, I'm surprised the Kraken did not just like emerge from the depths of the Tahitian Sea and just eat half of my Sienna.
Yeah. There's fire. The hot tub explodes. And then
champagne flutes.
Yeah. And the captain's like, take your shit and get off this boat. I'm serious as a heart attack. Dun, 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 dun. And then Kate goes, come to Tahiti, they said. And Hosiah says, it will be sunny, they said.
And Caroline's like, it will be pleasant. We're done with it, Caroline. Caroline, there is no third one.
Quiet,
okay?
Caroline.
It's a 1-2.
First they came for the Carolines and no one cared. Then they came for the Carolines and no one cared. Then they came for the Josiahs and the Cates and we said, take Caroline again. And they did. The end.
Quiet, Caroline. I was just trying to say that, like, it's not as nice. Enough, Caroline. Enough. Shh. Enough.
Now.
I'm sorry. Do I hear a big lollipop talking? Oh, it's just you, Caroline. I'm sorry.
Giant lollipop. Kate, it's amazing. Here in Tahiti, they have light switches that speak. Flick it
Kate,
off.
Kate, it's amazing. I can't believe that you were able to blow up that balloon and have it talk back to us. Oh, it's just you, Caroline. I'm sorry. I'm not a balloon!
So the first real scene, it's like, dude.
Oh, no. No, because after all that stuff, then we all of a sudden go to. You're doing the Below Deck Med one.
They're similar.
No, because Below Deck Med actually has somewhat of a melody, whereas Below Deck is just like.
It's like a tap dance is always about to break out. And then let's see. Okay, so after that, we start the first scene, and I know that the season is made for us because it starts out with God damn it, those weights are big.
Captain is already upset. He's been in too much like restrictive brown and it's like already affecting him. He's like, God damn it, I feel like I'm on the inside of a redwood tree right now. God damn it, the waves are big too.
God damn it, I stand against one of those wood paneling walls and I'm just two blinking eyes.
It's random. So now this is when Kate walks in and she's like, restrained opulence like me. And we start to meet people. So we meet people all over again. Josiah comes on. We also learn he's a retired competitive gymnast, which makes him even more lethal. He went from being a gymnast to a butler, which is a fascinating trajectory, and it makes me think that someone's going to get killed.
With thighs, with very thick thighs.
Exactly.
Let's see here. Caroline is like, they're looking over the list, right?
Yeah.
Kate sees Josiah and knows that she wants him. She goes, is he for me? And then they get to Caroline, and it says, hard worker, degree in psychology. And she's like, ever notice? They're always crazy. Yes, I did notice.
Exactly.
And then they're looking over Adrian, and it says, my passion is to heal through creative art of cooking.
It's just like full on Kate face. She's just like, I cannot register a monotone enough emotion to express my displeasure about this.
They just leave the camera on Kate with her lips like,
yeah, she's in full pucker. Like, yeah, it's like, And then she goes to inspect the boat and she's like,
Brown, wow. Looks different on the internet.
She's basically like an Eskimo, right? Isn't that what they say, that Eskimos have like 27 different ways of saying snow? Kate has like 27 different ways of saying
Kate's LOL.
She's like,
Well, I know how you feel, Kate, but we're going to get a hold of this. Hmm. All right, you're right. I will back away from that wave.
She's like Lassie now. Oh, there's a fire in the galley.
Lassie, what are you trying to tell us?
Lassie's just like completely over Timmy.
Lassie pushes Timmy in the well.
Lassie's looking over Timmy's resume. Has a little scarf on. Maybe even like a little sweat, a little cardigan when it gets cool in the morning. Woof.
I'm going on a date today. I've got a scarf leash.
Woof, by the way, there is a town on fire. Okay, you can take care of that for me. Thank you. Woof.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Adrian's checking out the galley. Everybody else starts getting on the boat, and Caroline sees Hosea first, and she's like, "Oh, hi! I'm Caroline."
We're clearly going to be best friends, right? I will not be on the outside of a friendship with you, buddy boy, right?
You're from England? I'm from Ohio. What do you do?
And he's like, steward. And then she's like,
fist bump, shut up, that is sick. And he goes,
she reaches out her fist for a fist bump, and he's like staring at it like, what is this commoner trying to do with me right now? What is this fist? Am I supposed to wrap my hand in it like rock, paper, scissor? Oh, I'm supposed to meet it with another equally calibrated fist? Okay.
Unfortunately, experience doesn't rub off like that, little Ohio woman.
So then he's like trying to be interested, and he's like, oh, so what do you do? And she's like, I'm a stew. He goes, sick. Is that what you people in Ohio say? Sick. Sick.
Sick. Brah. So then the captain is talking to Chandler, and this is such a Chandler. This is actually kind of a Joey interview, because he's like,
huh. So I'm looking here on your resume. It looks like you got a couple of boats. What was Big Chubby like, huh?
I love it when you call me Big Chubby.
What's Big Chubby like, huh? And he's like, pretty tough. It's a boat, you know. I just want the captain to be happy, because the next job I go to, they're going to ask to see my references.
I'm like, oh, no.
Founder idiot.
Luckily, as it turns out, I'm applying to be a reference librarian, so hey. So then Captain Lee's like, well, let me break some news to you. Tahiti is Reef Central!
Now listen, some captains are very picky. I'm what you'd call a basic bitch. Okay there, Chandler? Do your job, and you won't get flown into a mountain with a free plane ticket that I put in your something-something check, right?
Yeah. Now, I don't like to micromanage, I don't like to babysit, and if I have to babysit, then you're not the person I need. Because what I would need would be a small baby, because that makes more sense for me to babysit that.
There are babies everywhere. God damn it, this babysitting job is killing me. I'm not even on it.
So then Ross comes on board, and Ashton comes on board, and they meet, and they're talking, and Ross is like, you know what I want to do? I want to do the chatted bro, spend some time with the cozies back at home, and get some woofy on the bluffaverine. I'm like, what? Huh? You know, get some woofy on the cheddar.
And Ashton's like, baby, take off your shoes. So Kate has a stew meeting, and she's like...
And at this point, she has now adopted the scarf. She's like, well, I think I have to put a scarf on for this. She's now fully in her Kate scarf.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm supposing I am dating Josiah in a way, so.
Okay, now, Caroline, you were a solo stewardess, which I know is a lot of work, so, wow.
Wow.
Good for you.
And can you tell me about the boat you were working on? It says here it was an Applebee's. Is it SS Applebee's, or was it just a franchise of Applebee's in Ohio? And Josiah, you know, is like, good one, Kate, good one.
So, tell me about the bartending. And Caroline's like, oh, well, bartending, yep, got it. But it's rusty, because I had to go home and take care of my family. And I was like, okay, A, you've already lost respect. That's not what somebody wants to hear in training. And B, stop talking with your shoulders, please. Just calm down.
And Josiah's like, I trained at the Butler Academy. I have to get my British accent back. I'm, like, all still in, like, Australian. I trained at the Butler Academy under Sir Butler, Mr. Butler self, and I've learned so many things, including how to make every single cocktail from the Savoy cocktail book. Tell me about you, Ohio girl.
I can serve you anything lukewarm. And then he makes a squeal, which is hilarious coming out of him, because he's like, I think I'm very English. Like, what? Who are you? So then she goes,
that was like the gymnast coming
Caroline's
out.
Caroline's like, how do you pronounce your name? And he's like Messiah with a J.
You do know how to spell, don't you? I can't tell with common people like you. Please tell me, what was it like growing up with your older brother being Ronald McDonald?
He's like, hello, Cookie Monster. So Kate,
hello,
there's a room that they can share up high. So she takes that with Josiah, right? And she's like, oh my God, yeah, we can totally look down on people together. And he's like, sounds good to me, lukewarm. And she's like, yes, God, I love that guy. So
yeah, it's actually a smaller room. They could have taken a larger room, but they took it solely so that they could literally look down on people.
Yeah, and they will. I think there will be a lot of shots with them just standing there with their elbows on the railing, just kind of looking over together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look how ridiculous her red hair looks from up here.
Like they're skipping rocks on a sea, except it's, you know, on Caroline's head.
Ow! Oh, be careful, Caroline. The spiders in Tahiti have very big turds. Oops, another one must have hit your head. It was certainly a spider turd and not a rock that I threw at your big, stupid head.
So I just wrote, Adrian says, she's too nice, I guess, about Caroline. I don't know why I wrote that.
Well, no, Kate starts talking about Adrian and she's like, well, Adrian looks really young and malnourished, and that's not what I want out of a chef. I don't want malnourished or young.
And she goes, so, Adrian, what do you think of the galley? And he's like, it's nice. And she's like, you're so sweet. So then Ashton and Ross are watching Riley arrive. The sailor's daughter, the trucker's daughter or whatever. And she's like, hey, boys.
She's like, and they're already snickering.
Yeah, they're already doing like the, you know, typical bra thing. They're like, hey, look at there. There's a girl. You better watch yourself, bra.
And Ross goes, stewardess, I presume. And she's like, nah, I'm a deckhand. He's like, ew. I'm like, gotcha. And so basically she's from Alaska and she starts talking about like she works on a fishing boat and she's all, you know, it's not about the ambience. It's about catching that monster halibut. Yeah, man, I'm I'm riding the halibut high.
Yeah, you get bloody and you get gory and I love it. Shoot me up with some halibut. Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize Alaska girls are badass. Now, could you get my luggage for me? Thank you so much.
Alaska girls have to be badass. There's like two girls in Alaska, okay? And like 50,000 million men.
I know, and one of them was on Top Chef last season.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest whore cousin I have, male whore. Totally took that fishing boat action as soon as he can get it. He still smells like monster halibut.
Oh, wow. Riley also has an upper thigh tattoo that is peeking out from under her shorts, and it looks like an infection, I'm sorry to say.
Oh. So deck meeting. Chandler is telling everybody about himself. He's like, I'm a Florida boy. 6 years I've been. Oh no, Chandler's the bosun or whatever. He's like, I'm a Florida boy. 6 years I've been doing this. I've been doing it from a very young age. Family in the industry. I'm very relaxed, but I expect the best out of everyone. I don't like hierarchy. Everyone has the same job. Bernie bro, I'm a Bernie bro.
At which point we're like, Ross, who was a former bosun, is like, well, you know, I actually think there's a time and a place for hierarchies because hierarchies can give you a lot more order and that's what you need. But at the same time, he's getting used to it. So I'm going to like give him some chance to get used to get his sea legs, if you were. I'm like, oh, wow. Ross is like sort of nice.
Yeah, he's like, I will play my dick hand slowly. Now, before I tell you to go back to Venezuela, you socialist fuck. anything you'd like me to do? He's like, no, bro, let's just shake. I'm like, this is not going to end well. So then Kate meets him and she's like, wow, good handshake.
Good handshake. One of the few good things I've noticed today on this ridiculous charter. And then over in like the bunks, Ashton takes off his shirt, which he is like sort of muscular. And so Ross is like, check you out, bro. Look at you. You got that body. What? Let's check that out. I'm like, I love this porn. This is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's like totally not into you, bro. Like putting a hat over his boner. And what do you mean kind of worked out? That guy is a little muscle. He's like one little pulsing muscle. He works out a
lot. He's muscly, but he's like soft muscle, you know?
No, I don't know. He looks hard as a damn rock. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. I'm not shaming him. I'm just saying, you know.
You just called him soft muscle. That is shame. You are muscle shaming him.
Well, soft muscle is not a shame because it's still – soft muscle is a good – I actually really enjoy soft muscle. It's like that. It's like, yeah, he's muscly, but he also drinks beer, you know?
So Kate's like, the pantry. For about this size, it's small. It's like dating Shaquille O'Neal and then realizing he's got a small penis. So yeah. Thanks, Boat.
Yeah. Because the boat looks so huge, and then all the crew stuff is basically in a closet. So there's more room for drunk idiots like Steve later on to run around.
Yeah. And then Josiah and Kate are just already ignoring Caroline. he's like, shall I put things here? She's like, yeah, do that. Go ahead, do that. She's like, what about me? She's like, I don't hear anything to you. Okay, go ahead and put those plates
in there.
Is there
a ceiling fan that's out of alignment? I feel like there's one right here. Anyway, Josiah, let's talk. So glasses up there, silverware down here.
Guys,
and let's put a bowl here. Guys, and then, we have to, I'm making a note to fix that fan. And, we can use this hook to hang up my scarf when I'm feeling cheated.
Kate's like, okay, I'm leaving now. You and just yourself. You're the only person here. And Josiah's like, oh, hello, little red-headed muffin. Would you like me to explain what we were just saying? And she's like, I heard you. I was standing right here. Oh, I didn't notice.
You? I thought that was a dust bunny. It was you. It was you. You should really announce yourself from now on.
Could Say you wear a sheet on your head or something so we can know where you are?
I could have sworn it was just a campy Raggedy Ann doll that was there for humorous effect. But it was actually you.
If a dust bunny falls in the forest but no one gives a fuck, is anyone there to fuck it? Think about that. I'll be back.
Sometimes I get confused between you and an immersion blender. You'll have to excuse me on that front.
And she's like, this is like high school. I was standing right next to you, dick. He's like, ding, ding, school's out. You can leave.
is this school you talk of, is that like Butler School, which I went to and you did not? Is that what sort of school you were discussing here?
So 24 hours before charter, work.
Yeah. It's time for a crew meeting. This is my favorite thing of every season is the 10 seconds during which we get to meet the real workers, first officer Jake and the engineers Will and Johan.
Johan eyes. and the captain's like, here, all right, here's what we got. Three rules. I'm not babysitting your goddamn kids, so don't have one. If you're a wave, be prepared to hear, God damn it! And don't ever address me in my eyes. Okay, anybody have any questions?
I'd like to remind you all that we are in Reef Central at the moment, and please give it the respect that it deserves, not to be confused with Comedy Central, which has no reefs.
He is intense! All right, now if you get those rules, we'll get along, and if you don't, you're going to get a little something-something in your tip envelope, an airline ticket, possibly a donkey that's going to force you to cross hills and mountains to the nearest airport, which will probably be 90 miles away.
Hey, could someone turn that table lamp off? It's really distracting me. Oh, I'm sorry. That's actually Caroline. Okay.
Is that vacuum dusting? That's Caroline. So. Kate, why is your hat rack moving? I just put my coat on top of Caroline.
Are we selling used cars in here? What's that big flapping inflatable thing? That's actually Caroline. Oh. Well, I will take a used Camry, please. I could use that while we're here in Tahiti.
He's like, yeah, this boat's bigger. He's like, this is a much bigger boat than last time, so it's not the place to earn your stripes, right? They better deliver. Their soul belongs to Jesus, but their ass belongs to me.
What can I say? I'm an ass man. Jesus is a soul man. So then there's like, you know, everyone's getting to work. They're cleaning. There's like a moment down in like the jet ski room where Chandler's like, all right, well, if you need to clean anything, there's a whole bunch of stuff here in the bosun locker. And Riley's like, the bosun locker. Is that called the bosun locker? Because we're like not supposed to go in there. Is that what you're trying to say, huh? He's like, no, it's everyone can use it. She's like, okay, I don't know. Like in Alaska, we don't have bosuns. We just have like monster halibut rushes.
We just have huge fish and extremely horny, aggressive men. So sorry if that sounds stupid, but
sorry. Yeah. You ever see a flounder hump an anchor? Yeah, I've seen that.
So Kate and Adrian are talking, and she's like, so, little man, what started you on this journey of pencil-y racing foreheads?
And she's folding napkins, which means she's laying a trap. So she's like, you will give me information about yourself, and you won't even realize it because I am going to hypnotize you with my simple napkin folds. There is my fourth napkin. Look at that.
Look at me folding napkins just so there's enough footage that no one can call me lazy like Hannah later. Thanks.
So he's like, well, actually my dad just died 3 weeks ago, and he was suffering from lung cancer. It was really sad, but you know, he was the toughest man I ever knew.
She's like, that is so sad. Do you know what else has just died? My boner. Thanks for killing that.
Okay. She's like, I guess I will have to use this napkin trap elsewhere right now. Thank you very much. Let me go fold some napkins by that very chatty candy cane upstairs.
The good thing about my job is you can do it anywhere. Bye. So, provisions time. All the Red Bull is delivered. These fucking crackheads. Every time we're watching this show, I'm like, is it crystal meth? Is it cocaine? Is it just plain Adderall? No, it is Red Bull. Cases and cases of Red Bull.
Yeah. Is this when Ashton and Riley are like rinsing the roof of the deck, and Ashton's like, you know, it's really important to rinse really well, just so you know. I know as a little lady, it may be hard to understand certain concepts, so let me say it a little slower. Rinse L ceiling O a little more carefully. And she's like, I'm sorry, excuse me.
She's like, he's man candy. He wants me, yeah. Like, those two are going to bone. And then Kate's like, so, Caroline, do you know what a washing machine is? And she's like, kind of, but I had to take care of our family. She's like, okay, I'll show you how to use it. Now, are these Captain Lee's underwear on the ground? Are they clean or dirty? And then Caroline puts them in her face and does a huge sniff. And she's like, clean, but wet.
Well, they're wet now because of all your mucus.
So then Adrian getting settled, and Kate's like, so Adrian, would you like to talk about how you'd like to do this? Do you prefer me to be passive aggressive or just outright yell at you? And he's like, I really like to feel the guests, like, where are the guests at? You know, I consider myself a free flow artist. The most important thing is blowing minds.
Kate's like, huh. And she like wraps her scarf around her neck a little tightly and walks backwards out of the kitchen slowly.
And he's telling her in Josiah, he's like, for example, I brought these disco lights so I can put them under glasses and it looks like a little disco's about to go inside your mouth. And she's like, and he goes, this is how I woo women. And Josiah covers his face.
That is so American. Yeah. So now we have the preference sheet meeting. And the guy, the first charter, is going to be this dude, Steve Bradley, who we saw about 2 or 3 years ago, and he's a friend of Captain Lee's, and he's also like a total drunkard. And when we last saw him, he wanted a foam party, and the foam party was a disaster. It was just like, just a few like spare bubbles on the. It looked like they just were washing down the deck. So Adrian's like, okay, so how about like to reference that? How about I make a dish with foam? And Kate goes, that's cute. I'm sure he'll really appreciate that while he's blackout drunk, yeah, stabbing a knife into your foam.
She's like, my favorite thing about Steve is that he's a blackout drunk. So this is going to be great. And they're having their anniversary, and they want a black sand beach picnic and servers dressed up like Cupids. And they have to make a heart-shaped cake and stuff.
And Adrian's like, that flies and then like fills their dreams with like amazing glitter and moments of, you know, self-satisfaction. It's like, oh, just shut up over there. Okay.
Kate's like, oh, sorry. I thought I was hitting that Staples button to make life easier. Sorry, Caroline.
Ow!
So then Ashton and Ross are in their little tiny room. And Ross is like, bro, you got this little bro down here, bro. Some chuck some photos of your lighty up and family. Lighty
yeah,
up
we chuck some photos of lighty up. Yeah, you got a child. You got a child on the Barbie. He's a little shrimpy and a Sheila and a Martin Matilda down there in his island. Oh, look, here's a picture of Lord, my favorite singer. And look, here's a sheep. New Zealand, etc.
So then Kate has a Stu's meeting. And she's like, well, this is a party for Steve. Sad, sad Steve. He likes alcohol and Cupid, apparently. And he wants a picnic. And if we get stuck at the dock, we have to entertain him. So, yay.
Yeah. That's because boring. Basically it's raining really, really hard, which to me sounds amazing. Like, that's my idea of a great yacht experience, hard rain and just, like, being inside in a yacht at the dock. I'm like, that sounds great. So Kate's like, yeah, bad weather means I do all the work and the guests are still disappointed. So it's just a lose-lose. Sort of like, you know, Caroline's whole ensemble. I mean, technically she's in a uniform, but she just doesn't make it work. You can tell me that again.
Caroline, do you know how to do toilet paper diamonds? She's like, yes. Then do that. Okay. So the captain's like, everyone, whites, whites, everyone in their whites. Captain whites, Captain whites. And the guests approach, and the captain is now friends with this guy, Steve. I don't remember if they were friends before, but he is now. And Steve comes on the boat with, you know, a woman way too hot for him, which means he probably really does have 17 bathrooms, and hats that say Mexican Mansion.
So, yeah, I don't even know. I don't even understand this guy. But he comes on board, which means we get our first boat tour of the season. And Steve, you know, they show everything. And, oh, Steve, here's your suite. There's even a desk. He's like, oh, I even have a desk in case I want to work. Not. Clever, huh? Clever.
Thanks, Steve. I love the not being back. I've never let that go. And I'm glad that somebody else still uses it in their everyday vernacular. Thank you.
Steve and my dad can now chuckle together over this.
Hey, you. So, let's see. So they have to pull out, and Riley is trying to figure out the ropes and stuff. And she's like, it's tough because in Alaska, you know, I mean, we have ropes, of course, but they're never really tied to anything. You just
they're just sort of made of barnacles.
Hit a halibut? Who cares? Yeah. Score.
So she's like, she's sort of like waiting to hear instructions from the bosun. And then Ashton comes running up to do it for her, which is very, and then he starts like mansplaining to her. But what I like about Ashton is that he's not a full-fledged dick like Joao, because Joao would just see it through and be like, I'll take care of this from now on. But instead, like, Riley gives him a look and he's like, sorry. He like backs up, like, I'll just mansplain from over here instead. How about that?
Yeah. I'll give you some space to deal with my mansplaining. She's like, thanks a lot, dick. So then Steve and Kate meet, and Steve is like, God, they have more bathrooms in my house. Just kidding. I got 17 of them.
Yeah, great joke, Steve. And he's like, hey, Kate, I brought 500 balloons, and I want you guys to blow them all up, and we can put them in the room, and then we'll come in and be like a balloon room. I'm like, okay, Dorinda, quiet down.
He really is, and he tells his wife, all right, look, I want you to keep me sober. Well, on the balance, okay, I don't want to be totally sober. I don't want to be drunk. It's like too late. So then Adrian is telling us his food stuff. He's like, my food comes from all of my life experiences, whether it's a tapestry on the wall or toilet paper folded into a triangle, which it was today as I laid my first poo-poo.
He actually literally says it could be a tapestry on the wall, or it could be. I mean, he doesn't even have a British accent. I don't know why I'm doing that like you. But he's like, it could be a tapestry on the wall, or it could be a scent I had when I was six at grandma's house. I'm like, I don't know if I want like a scent from grandma's house when you were six to be like the central note of my amuse-bouche. Yeah. Okay, it's like it's mothballs.
It's like Glade plug-in and like old tuna fish water.
Yeah. Yum. So he makes a salad. He's like, it's like a delicate woman. Like, okay, Adrian, just settle down over there.
So let's see here. Tropical salad. So it's, whoa.
You okay there? Did you just snarf? I think Ronnie just snarfed. Not like a delicate woman. Like a choking. Are you alive? Please don't choke to death. Please don't choke to death on the podcast. Not during the delicate woman moment.
We'll never get this below deck recap out. Well, I'm while you're heaven, choking, I'm in heaven. Like, hey man, I can't. It's hard to get sky perception up here.
God forbid. Okay, while you're collecting yourself, I will move this forward. So basically, Captain Lee now has to bring the boat to wherever it's going to anchor, and it has to navigate through a reef. And there's like a very narrow impasse. And Captain Lee's like looking at the map and looking at the water, and he's like, God damn it. You know, you couldn't drive a straight pin up my ass with a 10-pound sledgehammer right now. That's what I gotta say. I'm nervous.
Look at this thing. It's so narrow. You screw up here, you're fucked as a vacuum attachment in a frat house.
Yeah. And then the sun comes out. He's like, oh, never mind. Yeah, easy.
He's like, God damn it. What is that? Where are we going, Kate? And she's like, how about we just say Tetatuana? And he's like, done. I'm in. Sold.
So now, meanwhile, downstairs, Steve is drunk and he's like, I love this door. Look at this. You push a button on the floor and it opens up. And close sesame, open sesame. Hey, this doesn't open up. I need this for my house. You got it for my house. Can I get it for my house? What is this? Do you have 17 different bathrooms?
Giovanni! Yay! Giovanni!
Giovanni! So then Captain Lee's like, all right, Chandler, on my mark, give me 5 shots. I'm like, could there be any more shots?
Now, Chandler, now!
It's 5, Captain, and Sally it shot. Seems stuck in. It seems pretty stuck in there, Captain. He's like, yeah, it is. You mingled it. So then we get Adrian and Kate.
Yeah.
And Kate's like, Adrian's making chocolate-covered strawberries, so he's melted down this chocolate, and he's like, you know, 99% chocolate is intense. Not a lot of people can handle it. She's like, those are called Carolines. That's what we call those. And he's like, well, I eat a lot of raw cacao. It releases endorphins.
Yeah, he has endorphins, whatever.
Endorphins. And she's like, so you're high right now? That's what you're telling me.
He's like, kind of. I'm sort of always high. That's what you're going to find out about me. She's like, So, meanwhile, now it's nighttime, and Steve is like, Hey, Kate, I want to have another drink. Also, it's cold in here. You know, it's cold in here. Look, my nipples are hard. Look at my nipples. Want to touch them? I can cut glass, but I won't cut your glass because it's a nice boat. Yeah, just kidding. I'm going to cut all the glass.
Okay. So, I'll be committing suicide downstairs. If you need something else, call the mop with a wig. Okay.
Also, I know you're lying, because if there's a gentle chill in the air, I will be wearing my cardigan, and I'm not doing that. So please don't lie to me again about the weather.
So they're all blowing up balloons downstairs in the crew mess. And Josiah's like, does he know that we don't have a factory of minions down here?
We only have one Caroline, unfortunately. And God save us if there was more than that. Could you even imagine 500 Carolines?
She's like, you know, I really don't want to put out balloons. What I'd rather do is put one sleeping pill in his drink. Okay.
So, Josiah's like, I'm already one step ahead of you, Kate. Wop.
So they've decided that Ashton has to be Cupid. Mm-hmm. And of course he's like, I don't want to be Cupid. Yes, you do. You work out. Okay.
You work out too much.
You're the one who gets to wear the underwear. Okay.
Yeah.
Period.
And meanwhile, while he's getting into his little Cupid diaper, Kate is upstairs, clearly dissatisfied because she has to make a tablescape using red tinsel. She's like, well, normally this is an evening service, so I would do seashells or glass or pebbles, but I guess tinsel is what we'll be doing today. So I will put this out here and I'm going to blame it on Caroline because it actually looks like her face.
So Steve comes out wearing Fred Flintstone at a rock concert outfit. It's like bizarre, yeah. Whatever he's doing. And then Adrian's making their surf and turf, and he's like, I'm thinking, let's deconstruct it. One funky surf,
and one funky turf.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, isn't that what surf and turf is? Isn't it inherently deconstructed? It's like a surf and a turf. Like, how much further can it be deconstructed?
I'm going to serve an inside-out fish and an inside-out cow. So the key, let's see. So the captain and Steve, captain has to wear this special stupid outfit from the dollar store.
Yeah, I actually thought it looked good on Captain Lee, oddly enough. It was nice to see him in a t-shirt.
You're perfect. So, and then Steve just keeps hugging him way too hard.
Yeah.
And then the food is served, and Adrian has made a bisque with a foam, with a coconut foam or something. And Steve looks at it like we all do when we first see a foam. You know, it's like a big wad of spit.
Yeah, and he's like, this is off the charts, unbelievable, Giovanni!
So Ashton comes in his Cupid diaper, grabbing his dick and stuff, and Riley's like, I'll grab your dick for you, so she's like cradling his junk.
Oh, it's like a not-so-monster halibut, if you know what I'm saying.
And God, this is where everything's just going really fast.
So upstairs at the table, Josiah is like, and did you like the foam, sir? And he's like, I think I like the foam yet. And the caption beneath it literally says, you don't know anything.
I haven't even seen foam yet. Foam is coming. Foam is coming.
So Kate's like, all right, Josiah, we are going to clear the foam, and then we are going to get some forks and knives up there for service. He's like, I'm sorry, Kate, but don't we have some sashimi coming up? Shall I put out chopsticks? Oh, that's a good catch. That's a good catch, Josiah. Yes, take note, Caroline. Take note.
He's like, Caroline, Kate just called down and did a perfect impression of you.
Isn't it funny that in this version Caroline and Luke are swapped? Caroline is now the subservient and Luke is now the boss.
Yes, he is like the male Caroline in Luke's body. It's so weird. And I love having that back on Bravo.
Yeah.
So Kate's like, oh my God, I love him. So they get served sashimi with sheep cheese, which sounds like an odd mix to me. But, you know, Look, I had a garden sandwich today, so.
Hey, you know what? It's like a Philly roll.
Well, there you go. So the captain looks at it like it's the first gay person he's ever seen. He's like, God, this is really good. God, Shannon. It's always dangerous doing Orange County and Below Deck in the same day, because Captain Lee and Shannon Bedore are really in the same wheelhouse there.
And they're both talking about salmon, so it's like very, very difficult.
Yeah, salmon and cheese. Good call.
Yeah, many parallels.
Patterns in my life.
So Captain Lee loves the food. He loves it so much that he sort of like mournfully looks down at it as if to say, well, I was getting ready to say, God damn it, this guy's an amateur, but you know what? It's actually pretty goddamn good. I will not be babysitting this. I'm going to just eat it.
So Kate goes to do the first... I've never seen Kate like this. Okay, she goes into the galley and she's like, odd little five-year-old with a job, you are the Miley Cyrus of Yacht Chefs, and that is a huge compliment. And he's like, yay.
He's like, yay, what? What does that mean? It just means that you have a lot of promise and some skill, but you'll probably mess it all up very soon.
And the captain upstairs is like, this is my first meal with this chef, and my socks and underwear are on the floor. And Caroline's like, I know, they smell amazing.
She's just like crawling under the table like Prince in When the Doves Cry. Like, what are you doing down there? I don't know.
So let's see, where are we here? Sashimi
just
chopsticks.
So much
Kate,
food.
Adrian. Yeah, lots of beautiful.
And balloons. She's like, they put the balloons in the suite. Yeah.
And Kate's like, his food is beautiful. Not only that, it's delicious. Not only that, he executes it calmly and flawlessly. He's an alien.
Caroline's like, oh my God!
Quiet.
We come in peace. We come in peace.
We'd be willing to give you Caroline.
Yeah. So meanwhile, we'll give you Caroline, but we're afraid you'll get a bad impression about our species. So... So then up on the bridge deck, another porno is about to start. Ross is really good about these porno moments because Chandler's like, all right, big guy, I'm going to let you knock off now so that way you're fresh tomorrow. And Ross is like, honestly, bro, I'm honestly wide awake. It's like, really, it's like every scene's like a porno scene now.
Yeah. I'm honestly awake and someone should run those scuppers. It's like, dun, 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 yeah.
Hard scuppering coming soon to Cult Studios.
So then Cupid comes in again. He's all dressed now. And Caroline is like, is that your Cupid outfit? Or is that your junk in there? Or is it just folded weird? And he's like, it's my junk. But it is like pulled up in
it
a horizontal. Yeah, it's like he pulled it up weird. I'm not sure what he did.
Yeah.
It's like it's taped.
Yeah, I'm just imagining Caroline being like, is that your junk or is it just pulled up weird? Nick, Caroline, I'll take it from here. Is that your junk or is it just pulled up weird?
Hey, that's what I just said.
Shh.
Do not tell me to shush.
Which is actually what happens next, because in the kitchen, there's some issue with the vent. And Kate's like, there's something with the vent. And they're trying to figure it out. And Caroline comes in. And she's like, Kate.
So I'm looking up the vent. I'm trying to figure out where that thing is.
Josiah's like, shh. Mother is working.
She's like, do not tell me to shush. And he's like, well, I was trying to talk to the chef. Okay, bro. I got you, bro. Okay, I got you.
And now she's going to lose her shit.
Yeah, exactly, because he shushed her. Well, I know I hate being shushed too, but and that is annoying because they're like equal, and for him to shush her is like, it is a pretty obnoxious move, but hilarious.
Yeah, but they're also standing there talking. She's like, Kate.
I think the fire alarm is on. Someone should alert Captain Lee. Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline, it's you. So now they like bring out the birthday cake. The birthday cake looks sort of like a horseshoe crab. You know, I was like, that was not my favorite look of everything. I'm being such a bitch tonight. I'm like, her tattoo looks like an infection. That cake looks like a horseshoe crab.
That guy has an eraser head. Oh, yeah, that was me. But this guy does that wall of sugar thing. What do you call it? That becomes
fondant.
Yeah, he does fondant. I mean, that's pretty big for a guy to do.
Yeah, we're right? Still better than anything Matt did or Adam. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely Adam. Adam's at home like, damn it.
Michelin star. Although Adam did, he actually pulled out some good stuff. So Ashton brings out the cake and he's in his costume and Steve's like,
It's like 20.
Oh my God, bravo. I'm like, he has like a sheet tucked into underwear. That's not even his.
He's like 20 Shannons on a roller coaster.
Wow.
I fall. Wow.
So let's see. So the next day, it's time to go into the water. And Steve is like, yeah, I'm going to go on scuba.
Breakfast and he's already like wasted. I mean, I think that he's more than drunk. I think he's got some substances going on in his body. Because how can you be that drunk in the morning when you wake up?
Yes, I'm going to buy you. So he's going to ride a Giovanni out into the middle of the ocean, and Chandler's like, hey, bro, you want to wear a life jacket? He's like, I don't know, life jacket for me. Life jacket. He's like, all right, bro, sounds good. So
yeah,
he sends
I don't think
him
it's
out
big
without
deal.
The he sends him out.
Yeah, Chandler goes, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, like, yeah, he's only like drunk and racing a jet ski around a whole bunch of reefs that he's going to crash into.
Yeah, good riddance. I mean, no offense, Steve, you seem nice.
Yeah, it's called natural selection right here. He's just like speeding around. I mean, I've seen this murder mystery before. He speeds around, and next thing you know, Steve is dead. And then as they look at the body, they realize he didn't die from the jet ski. Someone shot him or something like that. Either way, he's speeding around, and Captain Lee comes down to try to get him to put on the life jacket. He's like, all right, I don't want to babysit you right now, but you got to put on the life jacket. Safety's important. And Steve's like, life is short. I don't wear life jackets. I'm like, exactly. Yeah, life is about to get a lot shorter, actually, if you don't wear your stupid life jacket. Is it really that hard? What is it preventing to put on the life jacket? It's going to cover up your stupid fake chest hair t-shirt that you like bought at Spencer's Gifts.
It hurts when you're fat. No offense.
Well, it's a yacht. They probably have fat friendly, you know.
Oh, they always say that, but they never do. So, and I have to also point out that this is all because Ross Tattletales. He's like,
He needs to be in the ticket. Oh, I'm telling. So he tells, and the captain's like, ah, holy mother of crap, or whatever. So he's like, this is a huge mistake. This is a life-endangering mistake. It's deadly serious. And so it's like, dun, dun, dun. And then we get scenes from the upcoming season, and wow, it looks fucking crazy.
Yeah, it looks super, super crazy. I'm so excited to see it. And it looks like a good cast. I'm like super into Josiah being the British butler on the boat. That's such a great twist. I'm excited. I love it. And I love, you know, I love the Below Deck trajectory. They just get crazier and crazier and crazier over the course of the season. So I'm excited to see where it takes us.
Yes. Okay, everybody, thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with the Real Housewives of Dallas and Friday with the very special Real Housewives of Atlanta preview. In the meantime, go get some tickets. Friday morning, tickets go on sale for the Crappy Awards here in Los Angeles, so go get those. Next week, Thursday night, we are going to be in New York at the Gramercy Theater doing a live Real Housewives of Dallas recap. And then on Friday, we're doing Real Housewives of New York Season 4, Episode 10, Morocco, something or other. And then in November, we're in Seattle. And December, we're in Nashville. Also, you have 3 days to get your Headbangs t-shirts before they are discontinued forever.
Yeah.
And go get our bonus episodes at Patreon. For all of those links, tickets, merch, t-shirt, whatever, go to watchwhatcrappens.com. All right. We sure love you.
We do love you. Speak to you guys tomorrow.
Boing.
Bye.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek, or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
At DFS, we know that a new addition to the family can change everything, including what you need from a sofa. It has to be perfect for feeding, playing, napping, and of course, for you to cozy up together on. That's why our autumn-winter collection sofas are handmade to order for complete comfort. They're also up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit. So why not cozy up while our prices are down? DFS. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery.